You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Good afternoon, Jet.
Hi, is that Pierce or Neil or whatever?
It is Pierce. It is Pierce. How are you doing?
Yeah, I just saw your missed call. I spoke to Neil fairly extensively on a few
matters. I was just going into detail on the TTN stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, you said Archie's looking into it and stuff. Is it possible to get all your records of TTN? Because we don't have any idea who pays for what or anything on TTN.
Okay.
To get it on some sort of CSV file.
So that's what I'm planning to do. Archie's got a CSV file in draft, but there's a few things that I think are missing in terms of details.
Right.
The way I see it working is you have a user ID column, which is basically the user, but the numerical ID behind the system.
Yep.
You're going to have an email address, normal physical address.
Yep.
Could potentially add phone number, but I don't think that really matters.
No, not.
And then, hang on, let me just have a look, because I've got the old version of the spreadsheet in front of me, I think. Let me just bear with me. Just trying to find the damn thing now. There it is. And then, bear with me, I'm just waiting for the computer now to load it. Should probably be about 30 seconds, because it's a meg big. So you want this going back, like, as far as pretty much history starts, or
yep, I want it all.
Cool. I'll try and do that. And what I'm trying to do is, in each case, is get a list of dates in which payments were made, the amount that the payment was, and the transaction ID, because I presume that the key thing here is that you need to correlate are the transaction IDs, because you'll have a list of transaction IDs from what you get out of Worldpay, won't you?
Yes. The most important thing is probably the date and the amount. They're the two main ones.
Okay.
And then we should make invoices for these, or should we just actually we would need to, but I can sort that. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if needs be, I can do something on that regards.
Where they're from for VAT purposes is a very essential part.
Yeah, because I understand also that the EU has slightly different, well, it's got this VATMOS nonsense, hasn't it, and stuff, and obviously different jurisdictions for different things.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have a look. So we'll have like a last process date, although I don't think that matters, because obviously you're just going to have a list of all the transactions to start, etc. I'll try and get that over. I've got a sort of a rough version, but I don't think it gives all the details. It doesn't give each transaction. So you probably want every transaction, whereas I think Archie's just done the start and the end, which doesn't really help you too much. Just trying to think of... Okay, so I think that's roughly where we are with that. I'll try and get Archie to do that in the next hour, if that's okay.
That'd be perfect.
And I'll try and get it so if we can do a monthly report on that, that'd be quite useful. While you're there, I've chucked, obviously, my invoice for last month over, reworked invoice. I've got Aubrey to do 1080. I've tried to find a load of Amazon receipts for random stuff, although I don't think they're too important because some of them are quite menial amounts. I think it's probably worth having, and I think I've mentioned this in the email a couple of times, having a sort of a monthly at least time where you sit down and just go through the bank accounts and just get a highlighter and just say, don't have an invoice for this outgoing transaction or whatever, so we can then go through those invoices and be above board with that. The only thing I'm thinking is, and I said to Neil, is that I understand, you know, you have to do accounts every so often, every year at least, and then there's that as well. It makes sense to do that monthly, so you don't get to March and have a sort of poo-your-pants session. All the invoices. I'm very specifically concerned that George, being George, hasn't put in GCB invoices as well, to which there's quite substantial amounts, for whatever reason.
There is. We've got a lot of suppliers who need an invoice. But then again, we can go through that when we have a sit down next, whenever that will be.
And I think I said this to Neil, but keep an eye out for company codes. I need to look at a way of sorting this. I don't know whether Neil explained, but the long and short of it is, and I don't know whether you've been told this properly, but I think Albie has been made aware implicitly through Aubrey. You know, George changed a load of stuff in company's house. I don't care about him pissing about with the directorship too much. You know, that's his prerogative. Where I do have concern is he's changed his shareholding, and you know that's been changed via the CS01 form, and that in itself I just think is totally wrong and borderline unlawful, illegal, whatever. Particularly when there's no J30 form that has corresponded or been executed to show that. And obviously that's where the shareholder dispute is at the moment. And like you guys, I'm in the middle of this. George has got the authentication codes for this, and he really shouldn't be the only person with them. There should be you having them, and also, because I was the sort of shareholder director, you know, that should be something that I have access to. Those changes should always be done with approval for, you know, across the board, and they shouldn't be done, you know, they shouldn't be executed at 11 p.m. After a slight dispute over me asking a question about a contract with George.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so that's where I have some very serious concerns. And look, Aubrey, I think, alluded to Albie that if, you know, if this sort of behaviour goes on, you know, or doesn't get resolved, people do, you know, might be or probably will be going to the police about it. You know, that's the reality of it. George needs to fix that. If he doesn't fix it, then, you know, the consequences will follow, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
So that's that. I think that's it. And I mentioned to Neil about chasing accounts. My main concern here is I just think Jet Group accounts should be able to be filed. Sod all goes through that bank account. That should be just done. And obviously if services need whatever doing, I know George has all these grand plans for offsetting tax and stuff and how he executes it and the validity, you know, what he plans to do there is another thing. But I just think the Jet Group should just be filed. There's no liability there, really.
No, there's not. No.
You know. Okay, cool. So you're on the same page as what I said to Neil. I'll try and get these things over to you in a second. Give me about 30 minutes, basically.
All right, Jason.
That's okay. Cool. Thank you. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.